one of the things that I'm finding right now is if a company has a culture, a corporate culture that is conducive to constant ideation, creating ideas, creating products, experimenting, failing, moving on, etc., those companies succeed at a much higher rate than the old legacy publisher of yesteryear that's looking for the next big idea, and if that fails, everyone gets fired. And that's why you can't generally say small regional publishers, here are the 10 things they have to do. It depends really on what they're doing. I mean, I know enough to be dangerous about the German market. I don't sense that there are a lot of companies standing still. They're either acquiring other companies, they're buffering themselves, whether the dailies, magazines, weeklies, all designed to sort of buy time, create synergies, extend the print runway, etc. But at some point, as we're finding internationally, there's only so many companies to acquire. And at some point, you have to develop a corporate culture conducive to attracting young digital talent that can produce journalism in a digital age, can develop audiences in a digital age, and ultimately sell advertising in a digital age. And print is almost an offshoot to that entire model. Sorry, you're looking for one business model that doesn't exist.